This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our discussion today is about the gig economy. If you're thinking of making the transition already in there, your feedback, your thoughts, you know, what we just like to know what you, how you feel about that.
Yeah.
And also, you know, of course, you had an earlier story as well on ways of how you can make the transition to the gig economy. So we'd love to hear your feedback. You just, you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Not a lot of people because everyone's still talking about yesterday's interview on the Breakfast Grill.
Yeah. Lim Guan Eng is okay. A hog in the spotlight. Okay. On the internet right now.
So it is, of course, this has gone global, you know, together with that story with Goldman Sachs, right? And I just want to quote him, what he said yesterday. How would you feel if you have to pay 37 billion ringgit, money which was used by the previous government without the knowledge and permission of taxpayers, and you've got to make up for this amount?
Mm.
Why we Lim Guan Eng?
Yes.
Which sort of led to why I chose this story here. Mm-hmm. And this is from AC Global Risk, the earmarks of a kleptocracy, how to protect your company from improper business dealings.
Right.
And I want to read this article, but also at the same time, these things have been talked about for
forever, right?
Yeah, it comes back again, right? And you can try, and I know as much as possible, you can try to put all these measures in place. But if you want, you don't speak up about these things, it'll continue. And at the end of the day, it's greed,
yeah,
right? And then
sure,
you'll sometimes just try to find a way. But anyway, this is, he says, language evolves in unique ways. One day a word gets no use at all. The next, everyone is using it. And so this has happened with the word kleptocracy. Once a rarely used way to describe a corrupt government, the FBI, now use it as a platform to recover billions of dollars in fines from the people who have erred on the wrong side of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. So that's FCPA. So I'll be referring to that bit. So, and if it isn't important, if you can use the word in a sentence, but it's important to recognize a kleptocracy when you see it, and being able to spot the first sign. So there's some ways you can do that. And also what you can also do with your employees. So one of the largest kleptocracy cases in history spans several continents, involved billions of dollars in misappropriated funds. It all started with a fund designed to improve a struggling country. And of course, we're talking about the 1MDB story.
Yep.
And so this is, and Malaysian government set aside several billion dollars to spur economic development. Unfortunately, that's not what the funds were used for. So we all know that story, but it's spanned across countries, right? With boards and big names as well. So he says, it says here, kleptocracies are global networks that use professionals and businesses in foreign countries to launder money they want to put into their own accounts, into their own pockets. So while kleptocracies are caused by corrupt rulers, the thing that keeps them going are the professionals who make them look legitimate. So companies need to start at home to curb the threat these present. The key to that is recognizing one when you see some. So some common characteristics include, they usually start in autocratic or nepotistic countries. That's one. It's easier for kleptocracies to form when there's no oversight for the person in charge of the country. So while in the US you can impeach a president, in many countries there's absolutely no recourse for the actions of the ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they're more common in developing countries. So most often kleptocracies exist when rulers and governmental structures are changing. Many countries that US does business with are developing nations. So of course, that's include Malaysia, India, Peru, and China. The other one is government officials have undisclosed business interests. So in the US, it's more common for their politicians to not have jobs outside of being politicians. In other countries, it might be more common for officials to be business owners, and while that might be acceptable, the official using their office to push their business is not. So any country, any company is vulnerable to becoming part of a kleptocracy if they don't take the appropriate steps to prevent this. So how do you manage risk with employee awareness? So they give a couple of tips here. So steps to take include, start regular training on the FCPA anti-money laundering acts. I guess that's really works with financial institutions, right?
Yeah.
So to protect employees, they need the right information. Regular training in the company's policies to avoid misdealing is needed and needs to be repeated as laws change and employees change positions. So when I used to work for a technology company, we actually had to make sure that we did these tests. So that it wasn't so much kleptocracy, but like bribery and all that. So around that vein. And we're supposed to do these tests and go give us these scenarios and we're supposed to answer them. Did you get it right? So I tried to skip it and not do it because like, my work doesn't really involve dealing with customers and all that. And I tried to skip it. It didn't work. there was a default system when you had to go through the test.
Right.
And then sort of like, okay, give you scenarios. And the answers can be very like, hey, actually, can I do this? Can I do this? It's kind of gray.
Yeah.
And then when you get the answer wrong, they explain to you why.
Mm.
So that was one way of training, especially if you got large organizations.
Definitely, yeah. you know, and I think also for a lot of the people who are listening, you know, people who are involved, you know, in smaller companies, you might not even know that some of the things that you're doing are contributing to this problem as well. Mm. So this is a good way to just keep an eye out.
Right. The other one is to set up a reporting system for employees. So this reporting system can be a place where employees can report possible corruption violations of the FCPA. Employees should know who to contact, what to do if or when a foreign official asks them to do something unethical. Mm. I talked about Anima Kose as well. She's got this speak up movement, right? It stems from that whole story with Volkswagen as well. A lot of these things that people are afraid to speak up. I think for the longest time, Malaysians were afraid to speak up.
Yeah, you know, it's also difficult here as well because it's such a problem with kind of hierarchy where you don't feel comfortable even reporting anything to your superiors occasionally just because you don't feel comfortable talking to them at all.
The power distance thing, right? Third is to maintain financial transparency. The best way to avoid misuse of funds claims is knowing where all your funds are going. Have transparent bookkeeping, require employees to submit receipts for expenses. Okay. Four, get employees to certify their compliance with the FCPA. Employees should sign a statement yearly that states they understand their duties under the FCPA. They should also undergo an annual risk assessment. This can be conducted via remote risk assessment, and that's a tool that allows you to interview employees via telephone and assess their knowledge of the FCPA. And when in doubt, this is America, ask the DOJ. I guess for us, it's more the MACC, anti-corruption.
Something like that.
Yeah, right? So that was a bit of a challenge, but things are changing here. So while it's not always possible to avoid dealing with kleptocracy, it is possible to limit your exposure. Mm. So make sure employees act ethically in at-risk countries and you can prevent violating the FCPA.
Yeah.
There's some tips there. I just thought it was interesting with what's happening right now. We still want to hear your thoughts about the gig economy.
Yeah.
If you have considered switching your traditional job to the gig economy, if you've done it, you are a side hustler, what are your thoughts around that? Let us know at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.